This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The Union Cabinet has approved Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana to enhance agricultural productivity. The scheme aims to increase crop diversification and sustainable agricultural practices, augment post-harvest storage, improve irrigation facilities, and facilitate availability of credit. It will help 1 crore 70 lakh farmers of the country. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 districts will be identified in the country under the scheme, which will be based on 3 key indicators: low productivity, low cropping intensity, and less credit disbursement.
100 ऐसे जिले जिसमें कृषि पर 3 पैमानों पर वो बाकी सब जिलों से पीछे हो, ऐसे 100 जिलों को चयनित करके उसमें एक फोकस्ड वे में 11 मंत्रालयों के 36 स्कीम्स, इन सब को कन्वर्ज करके एक इंटीग्रेटेड वे में कृषि का विकास करें, ये प्रधानमंत्री धन धान्य कृषि योजना का उद्देश्य है। बहुत ही महत्वाकांक्षी, बहुत महत्वपूर्ण, बहुत ही एक गेम चेंजिंग स्कीम ये होने वाली है। राज्यों का सहयोग लिया जाएगा भरपूर इसमें, जिले के लेवल पे, ब्लॉक के लेवल पे और राज्य के लेवल पे गहन कंटीन्यूअस मॉनिटरिंग की जाएगी।
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the cabinet adopted a resolution hailing astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla's space journey. He said Shubhanshu Shukla's space journey took India a step closer to realizing its own space station.
आज यूनियन कैबिनेट ने स्पेस के बहुत बड़े अचीवमेंट पर एक प्रस्ताव पारित किया है। आईएसएस से ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला की वापसी पर मंत्रिमंडल ने एक बड़ा संकल्प पारित किया है। आज मंत्रिमंडल कई महत्वपूर्ण विषयों के साथ देश की एक महान उपलब्धि से जुड़ी देश की भावना को अभिव्यक्त कर रही है। 15 जुलाई को भारत की अनंत आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिनिधित्व करते हुए ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला अंतरिक्ष यात्रा से सकुशल धरती पर लौटे हैं। ये समूचे देश के लिए गर्व, गौरव और उल्लास का अवसर है। आज मंत्रिमंडल देश के साथ मिलकर ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला की सफलतापूर्वक पृथ्वी पर लौटने का अभिनंदन करता है।
The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. The Union Minister for Home and Cooperative Affairs is scheduled to visit Jaipur today. Mr. Shah will participate in the Sahakarita Awam Rozgar Utsav to be held at Dadia village near Jaipur. He will also address a grand public meeting. On this occasion, Mr. Shah will also hand over appointment letters to the newly selected 8,000 candidates who have got government jobs. Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has taken proactive measures to maintain accuracy and integrity of the Aadhaar database by deactivating Aadhaar numbers of deceased persons. Under the measures, UIDAI has collaborated with the Registrar General of India to access 1.55 crore death records for Aadhaar deactivation. In Bihar, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested 3 officers of Income Tax Department, including Assistant Director, Income Tax Inspector and a multitasking staff at Patna for taking bribe of 2 lakh rupees from the complainant. In Israel, ultra-Orthodox Shas Party has announced that it is quitting the Benjamin Netanyahu-led coalition government. Israeli media reports that the Shas Party quit the government in protest against lawmakers' failure to guarantee future exemption from military conscription for religious students. And that's the end of this news bulletin.